All right, welcome to the party. It's podcast episode 471. That's right, you have 470 others to go back and get caught up on if you're brand new to the show. So at the end of the podcast, we do the closing jingle. That doesn't mean it's over, though. The bonus this week is we had a nice little phone chat with Scotty McCreery this morning, talking about him getting inducted into the Grand Ole Opry this weekend. So stick around after the closing jingle for that.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
I'm a bananas.
We got so many people vying for attention around here. Jeez, good Lord.
Good morning.
Hi there. That's my favorite. That's, can you play it again?
Yeah, the gold this week? Yeah.
Good morning.
Hello.
Makes me laugh every time. What's up, Patrick?
Oh, not much,
Patrick's
guys.
Back. Yeah, back in the house.
Back in the house. How's everybody doing?
We're good. Yeah. You're not staying, are you?
No.
Okay, good.
Wow.
I woke up. When I went to bed, my voice was a little not great. And then I woke up. I'm like, oh, I sound fine. And then I tried to sing the podcast and even went, nope.
Yeah.
That's like, wait, nope. That's not
there. Yeah, that's Patrick on the singing that. It sounds like you sang it this morning.
Yeah.
Do you remember the number episode that you sang it on?
We invented it. On episode 6, if that's what you mean. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, wrote the podcast theme and recorded.
And the entire in one podcast.
In one podcast.
That's one thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
Oh, man.
What is your sleep schedule now?
I go to bed at like 5, and I usually wake up at like 1, so this is super early for me.
Well, thanks for doing that. Thanks for coming by.
I just missed you guys. I wanted to come by.
Patrick's doing. You're doing a.
No, I'm doing stand up with Killer Bees this weekend in McMinnville. That's my excuse for being here, but I really just want to do the podcast.
Yeah, he came by. We had him on today. He's excited. It's you and him, and I guess somebody.
Dan Whitehurst, who is hysterical. You guys should have Dan Whitehurst on the show.
Is he kind of a country guy?
He used to be a cop, and he tells stories, and it's just.
Oh, I would love that.
Oh my
cop
god!
His stories are the best.
His cop stories from when he was a cop are the.
Just come in and do an hour of cop stories.
It's so funny. He's got such great stories.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to tell his bit, but he has a story about he was sitting in his car one night and saw a fire and thought, do I really want to go to that? And then he's like, all right, I guess I'll go. and then the rest of it is just insane. It's like, those stories are the best. I talk to first responders on my new job every night, and I can't help it. It gets someone from an ambulance.
Uh-huh.
A cop, deputy, something, and I go, what's the story you tell everybody? What's the funniest thing that ever happened?
Yeah, they all have a go-to.
That's the best question. You never ask what's the worst. That's the
thing. I want the worst, and I used to ask what's the craziest thing, and I go, no, I don't want crazy. Mm-mm. I realized to tell them funny. What's the, when you're with your buddies, you're like, dude, this one time?
Yeah, and like I said, they have a go-to.
Story. Oh, yeah, most of them do. Uh-huh. And I've heard some doozies, man. It's amazing the things that happen in the middle of the night out there that, you know, most people don't even realize is going on.
So you've dyed the beard, but we're not dyeing the hair?
No, I've been doing this. Like, because the beard was black long after the hair. The hair went gray when I was like 19.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you used to have more gray in your beard.
I guess this was you had done it recently.
I did
which is
today, like
okay,
yesterday.
That's why it's just darker than what we're used to.
And it's also longer, so it's just more obvious. I feel like I need to get it trimmed.
You go through stages where you're like, you go short hair, long hair, beard, short beard, long beard, this.
Well, I realized I'm not anybody, I don't represent anyone but me now. So it's not like I don't have to worry about, I got to put on my jacket and have my hair. And I'm like, no, I'm going to grow my hair out and my beard and look
you
like
look
a hippie.
You look no different than you did when you were
I went through a phase about 5 years ago where I grew it out. And then I felt bad about it and I cut the hair. I'm like, no, I'm growing this out while I still have it because it's going.
Yeah.
It's going, especially right around there. It's going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get a backlight behind you.
No.
I don't think people realize that when we have hair loss, especially, for mine, mine's in the back like a monk kind of deal. So when I look in the mirror, I don't see it. It's not until like some, hey, I had a picture of you. I was behind you at a concert.
Yeah.
Like, I looked all over. I didn't see me. Like, yeah, you're that guy.
You're the old guy.
I'm not that old guy. What are you talking about? That guy, he's 80 years old. No. Oh, that is me. The big giant guy that is bigger than everyone else in the entire zip code. Oh, yeah, that's me.
I look at myself in the mirror every day, and I never think I'm as fat as I am when I see a picture of myself that someone else took, you know, and you go,
it's a weird angle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why is Jabba the Hutt standing next to that poor woman?
It's the worst. When people, especially when they used to do the Facebook tag you and things, and they would go, hey, you've been tagged. And I was like, how is this legal? How can you take such a terrible picture of me and then post it without me asking me?
I told y'all, the first time I ever did like a...
Can't you turn that down, by the or turn it off, by
you
the
can.
Way?
Oh, you can now. You can now. Yeah, trust me, I figured it out that day.
The first time I ever did like a FaceTime or whatever it's called, years ago, when I had and I was sitting in my car in the parking lot out here, like
you
10
had
years
it
ago.
Low.
I had it right down here, basically on my.
Oh no!
On my
No! Mine can't go higher than the sunroof.
And it gets this angle where it starts at the bottom of your belly and works up to the man boob, and then to the double chin, and then to the rest of you. And I'm like, it literally looked like Jabba the Hutt. I was like, oh, is that what I look like in real life? I can't. No.
Yeah. I thought I got hacked. I thought someone else's voice or face was on there. It's not me.
There should be camera placements in your car. Like, you can do Apple CarPlay and Android Auto and all that, and it'll pick up, like, your you know, whatever you're streaming or, like, to listen to the podcast. But it also should have, like, camera placements in your car that should be preset, because we all know what angles, you know, the works good in the car. You have one over here on this A-pillar. You have one over here.
So you know the cameras are already installed in the car?
Yes, and then it syncs with your phone.
Yeah.
And then, like, you hit a button on the steering wheel, or, like, you know, the little button where you tell it to call somebody? You say, take a selfie. Yeah. And then it takes the selfie, and it's all hands-free.
That's what we need. More people doing videos
that's actually,
in their cars.
No, that's a good thing, because what happens is it takes people from holding their phones while they're driving out of the equation. They're going to do it anyway. At least let's keep their hands on the wheel.
I think the Teslas have cameras in the car.
They're everywhere,
like,
man.
Everywhere, where they can see you. And next thing you know, the government will be able to see you.
Have you seen the girl that's about to break the record on TikTok
for
having the most viewed video of all time? It is hot chick.
I'm shocked.
Lip syncing in a car.
Stupid.
Wow, that's
and she like touches her hair.
Oh,
and like, don't get
yeah.
me wrong, she's absolutely a smoke show.
No, she's not.
But she's not.
No,
like,
she's
but the
not.
Thing is, she's a good looking girl, but she's
I
not like
her.
She's not
the hottest chick
she's
you've
not,
ever seen.
Not. She's not. She's cute.
Yeah.
There's a difference. She's cute. I've
Most.
Seen it. I've seen it. And she does kind of like cartoony eyes.
Yeah, she's not even like singing along right because the timing didn't work out or something.
TikTok.
Yeah.
All right.
I think she's an Australian fitness model.
Leah Halton.
I know her name. I don't know.
Meet Leah Halton, the influencer who could break the most liked TikTok video record.
And all that is her lip syncing in a car. This is it. This is all we're watching.
I mean, she's cute. I mean,
don't get me wrong.
But she said smoke show, and she's not a smoke show.
No, she's very attractive.
Okay, do I have the wrong person?
You
might.
This chick. Is it that?
No,
chick?
That's yeah. not. Is not a smoke show.
I mean,
are y'all kidding me?
Oh, dude, if she
I'm
was
somewhere
in Hollywood,
between you and them.
What?
I'm somewhere in between you and them.
Look,
like,
I was trying to be nice because
I also don't think she's. I don't think she's a smoke show either. But I think she's very.
She's cute.
Hot,
she looks.
But
like
you know
the
how
girl
many hot
the
girls
Transformers.
Are on
I wouldn't even say hot. I wouldn't even say hot.
She looks like the girl from the Transformers movie.
Megan Fox.
Yeah, she.
No,
gets
she
out.
Does.
She
not.
Does not look like Megan.
Megan Fox is
her
little
sister. Neither did that girl on Love Is Blind. So.
Yes, she did. Carson. She looked exactly like.
She looked just like
her. Carson, you almost got me. I went to take a sip of Diet Coke, and she almost got the spit take. Yes, so there was this girl in Love Is Blind who told the dude in the other thing that couldn't see her that she looked like Megan Fox. And homegirl did not look like Megan Fox.
Spoiler, she did not look like
Megan. Spoiler alert.
She had like butthead gums. You know, like Beavis and Butthead, Butthead's gums were always like on
display. Okay, so wait a minute. So she told the guy she looks like Megan Fox.
Yeah, guess
what?
And
then did they match? She's a flight attendant.
So he proposed to her?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she's
no.
She's a flight attendant, so she said that the person that people tell her she looks like most often. people say she looks like Megan Fox.
It's his fault, though.
So then he really believed that.
He's the dummy who asked her, who do people say you look like?
Well, the sad part is he was actually talking to another chick, and he was close to, he wasn't sure which one he wanted to propose to, and I still say the Megan Fox line is what was like, okay, I'll propose to her, because the chick he was thinking about getting with was super hot.
D, I have to tell. I'm going to talk to D. I want to pretend that I don't like watching this show.
Love is Blind.
My wife wants to watch this show, Love is Blind, on Netflix. And every time this new season, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to watch this. We get like a half episode in. I'm like, oh my God. I can't wait. Oh, this is so great. The girl, the Megan Fox girl, and then the other girl was the hottest chick in the whole place. Okay. Like, hands down. He chooses, like a 9. Okay, but like compared to all the other girls.
9 compared to this girl who's about to win the TikTok most viewed, what would she be?
9.1.
All right, so in that range.
Okay, but she was hot. She was so much hotter than everyone else there. And then he picks the Megan Fox lookalike girl. And we're just waiting. You see it in his face right away.
Oh, I didn't care about any of the other couples. Oh, all I wanted was that guy to meet the hot one.
There's a party like weeks later. Like there's a party and they invite the people they didn't pick. Like all the other times. And that time
nobody picked the hot girl at all?
No one picked her?
Well, no, because they couldn't see her. She was
on the guy.
They couldn't see her.
Okay, so have you ever seen the show ever? Big D.
No.
So it's literally you're behind these walls. You're separated by walls, and you just talk through the wall. And then there's you. If you match with somebody, you propose, and then they say yes or no. If they say yes.
Oh, Love It Blind?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the show was called Ever.
No.
Have you ever seen the show Ever?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, no.
So then the little doors reveal, they open up at the same time, and they see each other for the first time.
Is that where they walk towards each other?
Yes.
I've seen clips of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
And so when this girl walked out, he got to meet Clint Howard.
Yes.
And, like the first thing when they cut to him in a like private conversation, he's like, "Well, she doesn't look like Megan Fox."
Oh, no.
He told her.
He said that.
He did. He did.
Apparently, off camera, he told her that he looked like Christian McCaffrey.
No,
he didn't. No, sir.
I don't have.
But now that's a fair question because it's not like they're not lying. That's what people. Just because.
But I've had a fair number of people tell me that I look like Kate Hudson. I don't look like Kate Hudson. Like, we're both blonde, whatever, but I am very aware of what she looks like.
But I see what you're... I get what they're saying. You resemble
right,
Kate Hudson.
But if I told a guy that, they're going to think Kate Hudson, and then I show up and they're like, "Did you eat Kate Hudson?"
I think the question.
Well, because Kate Hudson is probably 95
she's now
pounds.
Ate Hudson.
Yeah, like so. That's the thing that I get it. It's just that like you got to be real careful.
Yeah,
I got
it.
Thank you.
He's batting about 280.
Oh, I know, but that's good. You know what? You got to take a lot of swings, D.
Trust me, I know, man.
So, yeah, that's the point, that especially as a girl, like, yes, I might bear a resemblance, too, but I know if I tell you I look like Megan Fox, you're going to think the girl from the Transformers comes out.
Bubba looks like Jared Neiman to me.
And but we've done that comparison. It's actually very close.
Yeah. Really? And see, I don't see it whenever
like
we stand.
Neiman
especially
stung by bees. It's just right there.
Yeah, but it's
when
not...
we stand next to each other, because we just saw him at CRS, and I was like, man, I don't, you know, I don't see it.
I see it. Schaefer, who did Schaefer look like?
Oh no,
Coach Schaefer. Beard from Ted Lasso. Dude, when you put a ball cap on,
see that.
If I'm wearing a hat, hold on, let me go grab a hat.
Yeah, watch this. Schaefer looks like anybody who doesn't watch Ted Lasso won't get it. Yeah. But it's so he is.
Pull up a picture.
Yeah,
of him
I
want to
pull
phone.
Up a picture.
That way you can see
Beard.
Him.
Coach Beard, Ted Lasso.
Pulling out the Bailey Zimmerman hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
show
hold
me
on.
Patrick.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I kind of get it.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You do, man.
Yeah.
That's a cool hat.
The BZ. Dude.
I had a drunk girl on New Year's Eve in New Orleans when I was 22 tell me I look like Johnny Depp. Even at 22, I did not look like Johnny Depp. But
Johnny Deep.
We made out a little bit in the bar. So I was
as
like,
in Johnny Depp as in D-E-P-T-H.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, and to this day, she goes, I met this guy one time. I told him he was like Johnny Depp, but he didn't know I spelled it D-E-P-T-H. He doesn't know to this day.
Oh, so good.
Do you remember that episode of Better Call Saul where he told the chick he was Kevin Costner? And so she wakes up the next morning and she's like, you're not Kevin Costner. He's like, you thought I was when you were drunk. It counted.
Oh, listen. Gosh.
Is that... That would technically count as assault, right? If they think they're sleep...
I mean, I don't
just
know.
Just because you said you were Kevin Costner.
If they think they're sleeping with Kevin Costner and you're not Kevin Costner...
I don't think so.
Can they sue you?
Well, I would think they could.
You. I mean, I don't know. Who knows what will hold up in court these
Your
days?
Your Honor, yeah. I thought I was sleeping with Kevin Costner and he wasn't.
What if it was Kevin Costner?
Good morning.
And they're like, oh, oof.
Eesh, ouch.
Speaking of people who don't look quite the same as they used to anymore, Clint Eastwood. Have you seen Clint lately?
No. What happened?
Yeah, pull up Clint Eastwood.
He's 90, what, three?
Four, I think.
Did he get work done, though?
No, oh, no. God, they have a picture of him, very recent.
Yeah, it's... it looks like you, Patrick. You know, it's people tell you they tell you that
they tell me you I look like Clint Eastwood. Yeah,
have you seen Clint Eastwood?
I get
like
that.
Last
like now,
week?
Like now, Clint Eastwood yesterday,
94-year-old.
94.
Oh, this is sad.
Yeah,
Patrick looks more like Gene Hackman now.
Oh yeah, it's a little Gene. Yeah, a little Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman-y?
Yeah. That's good.
I want to grow my hair a little longer and try to get that Ricky Skaggs thing. Whatever that is he's got going.
Oh, yeah. The Benjamin Franklin.
You had it for a while, too.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets it, though, like to he push it all back and then it, like, flow. I don't know if he has to blow dry it to make it do that or whatever, but it's fancy. It doesn't do that by accident, I don't think.
Clint Eastwood's son looks just like him. Like, that's weird. Like, when fathers and sons look alike. I'm just looking like at all the pictures of Clint now, and then they're showing the young, and then they're showing his son. And
is that Scott?
Yeah.
Okay, that is a good-looking kid, no doubt.
That's so wild.
I don't shave my beard because I look like John Candy. Like, it's bad.
Like, you mean without a beard?
Without a beard.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Mustache, like, too?
Yeah, the whole thing. If you shave it all off, especially... Well, if the mustache would look like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. But, yeah, it's got... I have that big...
Fat neck.
That big fat neck. Like not like, oh, he's got a little bit of a double chin. No, I have like the big giant neck. You can't see it, and I hide it on purpose.
Do you have a goiter?
I don't know what
that is. What's a goiter?
A goiter is like a growth on your
no,
neck.
I don't know.
It's just a great 1940s joke.
Yeah, it's a goiter.
Yeah. Do you know how we got rid of goiters? We put iodine in salt.
Is that really what did it?
What is a goiter?
Goiter is a shaver. This is in your neck of the woods, pardon the pun, in the Pennsylvania. There's a certain area. It's really bad. There was no, they found out it was from a lack of iodine. And if they put iodine, it would go away. It was this big growth on the neck.
It looks like a tumor on your throat.
Yeah. And then, so they said, well, I mean, it was a low income people a lot of times that were
Definitely my people though.
Not comfortable going to the doctor. They don't trust the doctors. And so they said, well, we can't just like say, hey, to fix this, take this drug, because they don't trust them. So they said, well, they all use salt. So they agreed to have one salt manufacturer put iodine in the salt, and all of it went away.
So why do we all eat iodized salt?
You can buy it without it.
You can?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it doesn't hurt you.
We think.
No, we don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
We're fine. I don't have a goiter. I'm good.
You know what? When you say old-timey word, I was thinking about this the other day. Somebody said they worked for a newspaper. I want to say he said it was the
newspaper.
The,
that
Lancaster,
is an old-time word.
No, it was Lancaster. It is. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's called the Lancaster newspaper.
And Lancaster.
I'm like, Lancaster.
That's different because it's usually not just the newspaper. It's usually the Journal, the Times, it's got some fancy name. The Daily.
The Herald, the Current.
The Current, the Intelligencer. And when someone said the Intelligencer, I thought, that's like two guys in 1930 trying to decide what to name the news. What shall we call it, Steve? Well, I think we should say it's the Intelligencer.
The Intelligencer.
Yeah.
It's like when you see what's-his-face hawking the Relaxium on TV.
Huckabee.
Huckabee.
Relaxium.
Boy, Huck is the right
word. Huckabee and Uncle Larry.
Jeez.
Oh, So great. God.
Irvin in the comments.
Is that Larry
says
Gatlin?
Yeah.
Irvin says, Patrick's looking like a guy that works nights. Been there. Patrick.
I do. Irvin. I mean, I just usually sleep later than this. But,
yeah. So anyway, so you're doing a stand-up tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. In McMinnville, Tennessee.
McMinnville, Tennessee. And there are a few tickets left. It's pretty well sold. So
awesome.
Park Theater.
Historic? I love the Park Theater. It's my favorite one. We do a lot of I've been to all the Villes. Okay. So we play Cookeville, Crossville, Clarksville. Yeah. You know, all the if you're within 3 hours of Nashville, I've done a comedy show in your theater. Uh-huh. And they're all really we have a lot of nice theaters, but I love the ones that are downtown. That they take that old theater, like the one we did in Texas. It was the haunted one. We did the haunted one. Yeah.
Yes.
But it's the same type of thing. This is the old theater.
The one
in
that
the
we
middle
went,
of downtown.
This city that we became number one went, and then they got rid of us.
And then they got rid of us. Yeah, that's right.
I remember that.
It was in Belton. It was the Beltonian.
That's Relaxium.
Yes.
Coming up with the Beltonian.
The Park Theater, though, it looks brand new. It's like, oh, you guys just like built this? Like, no, this is 110
years
old.
Well, they do a lot of renovations on it. A lot of money goes into that.
The town like really stepped up, and now they have this gorgeous little 500 seat theater.
Good,
there.
It's perfect because it's great for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Comedy stuff. Concerts.
This will be my fifth time in that theater with him over the last.
Few years.
I don't know. I think we did the first one in 2015. I know we did comedy there in 2016 on the night of the election. So it was like, because I remember writing jokes about the election just because it would be timely to go out and tell
you're
them.
You're like, I can do these tonight.
I can do these one
and that's
night,
it.
And if they don't work, it doesn't matter because it won't ever need them again. But it was like, are people going to come to a comedy show? Most people want to sit home and watch the returns
it's on
TV,
phones,
and I'm like, oh, you know what? No, a lot of people don't want to hear it. Like,
that's the other part.
I'll go home and I'll find out at 9 o'clock who won. And I got out at 9, and I went, all right, I guess Hillary Clinton's gonna be the. Oh my God!
I know. I was the same way. I was like, wait a second, did you just say Trump won Florida?
Wait, I'm sorry.
And then watching everyone going, well, we just don't know how this happened. What? Donald Trump is the president of the United States. Are you kidding me?
I can remember we were talking about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, but we were like, there's no way.
No.
You know, I mean, nobody thought he was going to win it.
No. And I mean,
everybody
barring
knew,
something else happening, I don't see him not winning the next one.
You can't.
It's too
can't
early,
make
man.
This
I ain't
judgment
making
right now.
I don't know, man.
There's so much going on. I mean, the guy can't even campaign anymore. He can't even go to like graduation or prom or whatever. I saw all that stuff. I'm like, why?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's some crazy stuff.
That sucks.
Are you going to do more stand up?
Yeah, I want to do more stuff. I want to start doing a show. I'm going to try to put together something in Nashville where we do something like once a month and I just host it.
Uh-huh.
And I can do like 10 minutes, be the host, tell jokes.
You can do the new room that they have there at Zany's.
Yeah, have you seen the new room?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
That would be good.
And then get other comedians kind of on the way up that want to come in.
Yeah.
And, I have a way to promote it. So it's just kind of, I don't ever do stuff in Nashville. People ask me all the time. I've just never tried. I've never gone to Zany's and said, hey, let me do some feature work.
Well, it's intimidating, I would think.
Well, it's intimidating because it's your home club and you don't know who's in there. And if I screw up Saturday, I mean, I'll just upset some people. And then Bees will come in after me and save the day.
He'll fix it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and then no one will remember. But the other thing is it's like it's a lot of time, a lot of work, And we have jobs. We have a life. I have kids and almost another kid and all that stuff. It's like I want to do it, but it would take me a long time to get to the point where it was worth doing. It has to just be something I do for fun.
Or you come up with a catchphrase.
Come
up with a catchphrase and be like, I did it. And that's like, people be like, hey, Patrick, do your thing.
I might try to work That's How Grandma Died into a bit because I really took that flag. I didn't come up with that. Some guy called in 15 years ago and said that. And I took that and ran with it and made it a thing that all of us said and then all of my friends said. And I still say it, and I still think it's funny. And I'm like, I bet I could work that into a stand-up
bit. Did you service market?
You should.
Yeah, you've been using it for decades.
That's my grandma died.
So while we were talking about who everybody looks like, Schaefer was mentioned that you look like Tim Curry a little bit.
I see that a little bit. Yeah. I can see a little bit.
And I am going to, before we ask who Garrett looks like, I'm going to go ahead and give Patrick a little tease of what's about to come, because we're about to have you step up to the plate.
No.
Oh, yeah. We're getting request after request after request.
Hang on.
So now, while
I was at an event last night with Garrett, and Garrett's hair and the whole thing and the way he dressed, like, and then he's standing next to his brother, who they are identical twins, but he's got a little bit more of like a serious, you know,
like a
shorter.
Business-y.
Yeah. And he's just, they don't look anything alike anymore. Like
I would say the same. Yeah, he came in the other day, and I was kind of like,
they still sound
alike. I used to not be able to tell them apart. I was so proud of myself because I walked. He was sitting next to Garrett's girlfriend. I walked up to the table and I went, "Hey, man." He goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I went, "You're not Garrett." Like immediately,
knew.
I just knew when he talked to me the way he looked. I was like, and I was like, "Oh, I can tell them apart now."
Yeah. Well, I find that Garrett is much looser. Like, and Garrett's being quiet over there, but
yeah.
Garrett's like so much more laid back, I find. And
it's very true. Brian's got a little bit of a temper sometimes.
Oh, really? Mm. No, I just find him to be a little more like, I don't know, maybe it's because you hang out here and you don't
job. Whenever he comes in here, he's definitely more, you know, kind of uptight because he doesn't really know you guys like I know you guys. So he's kind of putting on, you know, I got to make a good impression, be cool.
My gosh, how long has Garrett been here? Like 2 years at least, right?
Yeah. It'll be 3 years in February.
Wow.
So I'm on years.
Wow, that's quite a jump there. Like most people say, like next two or 3 years,
way.
He went straight all the way to next year.
In
September.
So you mean you've been here 2 years and 2 months?
He had a dime and $2.
In 2031, it'll be 10 years.
I'm two and a half.
Oh my god,
that's so funny.
That
in 2031, it'll be 10 years. Good all stuff. Right. Oh, you know what I hear? I hear a little intro.
Oh God!
It is.
Come on! All right,
Schaefer, do you even know what this is?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
So Schaefer,
the best.
Oh wait, what? Seriously, Schaefer doesn't know.
No, he
doesn't know.
Schaefer has. Mm. He started after all this was.
Yeah,
a
you
thing.
Were gone.
So Bubba comes in one day and goes, "I have a great idea. You know these memes are taking off.
Yeah,
memes.
This is back in the day."
And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Why don't we do a thing where we have a character who does like little one-liners, memes that you read, okay, online,
and then
but the character says it on the air and is a character on the air, and then after the show, we take that character's picture and we just type out that meme, what he had said, and people will share it on our social media."
No, they won't.
And also the name, we came up with, he wanted it to be the Emo Emu, because that would be a great name. It's the Emo Emu, and then he realized that people in the country music audience
don't even know
what emo is. So
this is Gary.
So
then,
he became the emotional emu, which made less reason
for
it to be emu.
That's right.
Why
now
is
we're
it an
seeing
emu?
I don't even know that.
I didn't
even
know why either.
Can I tell this story real quick before we get to that? Because I don't know if I've ever told this on the podcast, but I used to do a show on the side that was on rock and roll stations. And one of the stations we were on had a rock and roll station.
Hey, Alan
rock
Freed?
Station. Yeah, I don't know why I said rock and roll. I'm like my dad over here going, "It's rock and roll, son." there was a station, they had a mascot. It was a chicken. And it was like a guy in a rooster suit. And I was like,
and it
why
rhymed
do they
with
have,
rocks?
Yeah, why do they have a mascot to chicken? Because we would contest and they go, "Listen for the 99X chicken or the 99X rooster." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, why is the sound effect a rooster?" Well, you see, it was the something that rhymes with rock. You know, the thing that they rocks. I like, "Oh, that's kind of clever and fun." He goes, "Yeah, but then corporate told us we couldn't say that anymore."
So they get stuck to rooster.
So I'm like, "So why don't you just get rid of it?" "Well, we already had the suit, so."
That's the most radio
answer. The hot rockin'
that's why
rooster.
I love that story. It's such a radio story. It's like we're committed to it, even though the part that made it cool is totally gone. So now we have our mascot. It's like this hard radio. It's 99X. Listen for the 99X rooster. What?
Well, that's
why?
How we got the emotional emu.
Same
and his
thing.
Name
emotional
became
emu.
Gary. I'm not
actually,
sure what Gary is.
Actually, when I worked for FMF years ago, back when I was doing Top 40 radio, we had a hot rockin' rooster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I wonder if that was the initial, like, where it came from.
I'm sorry to tell you guys, but that's been done before.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, this isn't like new stuff.
I'm like,
it didn't come from you, and it didn't come from him. It came from someone in the 13.
No, I'm saying, I wonder if they used to call it the other, you know, the rocks too, but it was like decades later when they weren't like rock and roll, when they were, you know, top 40, that they had changed to the Hot Rockin' Rooster.
All right, are we going to do this? So they would write lines. Dude, I remember, you know how I'm like, all right, I'm out. And Bubba and Patrick are sitting there in like thesis mode over what the voice of this fictional emu or is going to be. And so they came up with a voice that was kind of a mix of, I don't even know what the mix
is. It's like me doing an impression of Ralphie May talking like my aunt from South Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. This is going to talk like this.
Okay, hold on. Wait. Don't tease too much.
Gary. The emotional emu. The emotional emu.
Why was Cinderella so bad at soccer?
Why is that?
Because she was always running away from the ball.
Read more of Gary the Emotional Emu's musings at BigDandBubba.com. Share them with your friends.
Years later on the podcast, this would have been better if we just told corny jokes. And that's why I do that.
Gary
now
was
we
amazing.
Have Super Funny Schaefer.
Yes. Yes. Same thing.
Same thing. You know what? It's not the same thing.
Gary, can we get one more Gary?
Just another excuse to play that amazing jingle.
Do you know what?
Gary, the emotional.
That's my other favorite.
Where the polar bears keep their money?
Where?
Mm-hmm, in a snowbank.
There's more Gary the Emotional Emu at BigDandBubba.com.
Not one person.
Share them. Make your own. But always remember the hashtag.
Make your own.
I think that's my favorite part is that we just rolled up on a decapitation car wreck, and then the guy goes, to hear more, Gary.
There's more Gary the Emotional.
Sebastian.
Hey, look, we spent so much money on that stupid jingle.
Not every bit for the radio is a home run. As was said earlier, you got to take lots of swings. You got to keep swinging because occasionally you're going to get a hit, and every so often you're going to knock it out of the park.
You're going to get a Gary.
Schaefer, you've been here long enough now. You know what the Big D face is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The first time that aired. That was the Big D face.
Oh, it's the best. It's just the best.
And then it doesn't help. We go and talk about it on podcast.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the comments are like,
it has a life of its own
well,
now.
Well, because, and I'll say it again, the first, that I don't know what number it is because Bubba's going to ask me and I don't know, but the first time we brought this up, it had been 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carson had never heard it. It was us crapping on how bad it was and playing these old clips and laughing at how stupid it was. The idea. That's what was so funny. I remember where I was listening to it after we did it because I was going to play at a poker tournament that weekend and I'm driving down this road in Mississippi listening to this going, this is freaking brilliant.
Hear me go. Is there anything else? Anything else?
God,
are we done?
Can we leave now?
Gary,
one more.
The
come on, Patrick.
Okay. His name is Gary.
Mm-hmm. So, what did the triangle say to the circle?
What?
You are pointless.
Read more of Gary the Emotional Emu's musings at
BigDandBubba.com. That wasn't me, man.
That was me.
That was Schaefer. Oh, no, I'm not. No.
Oh, dang it. All right.
No.
Yeah. Oh, Gary. Hey, Patrick, how's your voice? Well, it was fine, and then I went and did the podcast, and I did Gary the Emotional Emu for 20 minutes, and now it's a little shot.
Now, if you want on your show, you can bring it back.
Oh, can I have that? Really?
Yeah, well, you got to have it.
I can have Gary. Bubba's over here.
That's my baby. That's my baby.
I'll tell you this right now. I will come in and I will do Gary.
Well, every so often,
just, you know,
you can come in and
I'll send you the
don't
invoice.
Threaten me with a good time.
Good morning.
Oh, so good.
Hello.
Oh, so bad.
Can you hear that again? It's so great.
Good morning.
Hello.
Why did she laugh?
I don't know. It's people so just.
I know they do.
It was like an awkward, like.
Good morning. Good morning.
And then Bubba.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
He laughed.
Hello.
In that dummy sort of way, you know, the way.
There's just no emotion.
It was
to
like the way it was written in a comic book.
Well, hers didn't have emotion either.
Good morning.
I mean,
it sounds like AI Big D with the what kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans. Ha ha ha.
You remember that?
No.
Yeah, Bubba spent hours.
When I do remember this is before I left.
Yeah, right before you left. So AI, when AI is kicking in, he's like, "Oh my god, this is it. We're gonna be able to have Big D and Bubba forever.
We don't ever need to be here.
Yeah, that's right. We can just write things and it just comes out and it sounds great.
You're sick, D. It's fine. I got you.
I got you. You're gonna tell jokes.
Well, one time we had to actually use a robot voice. Big D was in here. He was on vocal lockdown because he had some vocal issue. So they made him go on vocal rest. And we were doing the robot voice, like he would type it out. But if we had AI, it would have been even better because it would have been in your voice. Yeah, I wish I could find the AI Big D.
Do you want to share some of our AI generated jingles you're working on?
That's what?
Wait. Oh, that's a whole nother thing.
That's coming.
Oh my God. It's coming around the mountain when she comes.
When she comes.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes.
Yeah, I don't have the Big D AI thing. That was pretty bad. I'm really sad.
You would think. I mean,
I kind of remember that.
I kind of think that it's at the point now where within a few years, it should be dialed in.
But we got about 18 months.
Oh, wait, I do have it here. I do.
18 months till we're just all useless. Yeah. I mean, seriously.
What kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans, ha 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 ha.
The thing is, I would believe that was actually him. Because you would deliver it that way, like in a sarcastic kind of a,
yeah,
I can
like
hear
a dopey
it.
Way.
Yeah, if you played me that tape, went, remember this old tape of D? And I'm like, not really. But
what kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans, ha 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 ha.
And it even takes a breath at the end.
I even like the thing where it goes, what kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans, ha ha ha. What kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans, ha 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 ha. It's even got that little.
It stumbles.
And it takes a breath at the end.
It stumbles on itself.
It's good.
It's so creepy. I was watching a video. You know, YouTube. I know you're a big YouTube guy. You go down the rabbit. This is like, hey, you like this? You might like that. Yes, I do. And just keep clicking on stuff. And it was like a 10-minute thing trying to explain the Puff Daddy thing. And it never occurred to me that it was AI. Like, it sounded like a real woman doing a great read.
Was it that? Oh, it was a lady?
It was a great read.
There's
that
guy that does all the ones now.
I feel like I can spot him right away. And this one was great until she said defendant. And she kept saying defendant.
Oh,
and then the defendant. And I was like, no one would mess that up. No one would say it three times wrong. She said it. And I noticed when she said it, because it was such an unusual word, that it was the exact same. You know, it was like somebody copied and pasted it. Hmm. But up until that point, it was seamless.
I can see the AI videos pretty quick now, but I don't know in a few
Just think
years
about,
ago.
Yeah, I mean, in
Did
a
Did you
year
see an AI
two,
beauty pageants coming?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
with two AI judges.
Yeah, they're going to have the generated images from AI and judging their beauty. Yeah, it's very. I think the prize is like $20,000.
Bizarre.
It's very weird.
Who's going to generate the thing?
Is it just like Robot Wars where you.
Maybe.
That would be Robot Wars.
That would be great. You have AI generated pretty people, and they do like, what was the old MTV thing, Celebrity Deathmatch?
Oh, yeah.
But you do like AI generated pretty people, and it's Pretty People Deathmatch.
People
and they go
it.
In. Oh, I would totally watch that.
What kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans, ha 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 ha.
All right, we done.
Well, now, yeah, you've bummed us all out with AI. Anytime we start talking about AI, I get bummed out. I'm like, ah.
Gary. Hey, Gary.
Fix it.
The emotional email.
Good morning.
His name is Gary.
So, how do you end the Big D and Bubba podcast?
How?
Mm-hmm. You play the jingle, make Patrick sing it.
There's more Gary the Emotional Emu.
I should have just gone with that. This was the podcast. Right out of it. It would have been perfect.
We had a liner.
We
had a liner made. Gotta play it.
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
But that's okay.
We can listen to the regular show on the radio.
Hello.
Every day. It was the podcast.
What kind of shoes do kidnappers wear? White Vans. Ha 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 ha. Scotty McCrary. What up, man? Good morning.
How we doing? Good morning. Thanks y'all for having me.
Yeah, of course. You got anything going on this weekend?
Got a few plans.
Yeah, a couple. This is a big one. As Saturday, Scotty's going to be going into the Grand Ole Opry. Josh Turner is inducting him. This is
that's so nuts, man.
It's insane.
It is nuts is a great way to put it. It's still just hearing you say that, it still doesn't feel real, but it's a lifelong dream come true.
What's bigger to you, getting into the Opry or winning an award?
Oh, the Opry. But I don't pay too much mind to the awards anymore. But the Opry is to me, it's the pinnacle of country music. It's meant so much to country music getting started and popular around the world like it is today, and is still, the top of the list for me in country music. So it's massive.
Yeah, I think that, when people think about visiting Nashville, there's so many great things. You got the Hall of Fame, and of course you want to go get drunk and listen to music, or not drunk. You can get drunk. You can get drunk in your own place if you want. You have to go to Nashville, but on Broadway and doing all that. But the Grand Ole Opry and the Ryman, if sometimes it goes there, it has a special place for people around the world, not just country music fans. There are people who show up who are like, I've heard of it. I don't really know much about country music. And you're about to go into – how many are there? How many members are there? Top of the head? No one knows?
I think I heard that I was two-something, like in the history of it, like 227 or something like that.
That's crazy.
You need to get a 227 tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Tattoo.
Yeah, a tramp stamp.
And everybody would be like, oh, I used to love that show.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember 227 with Jack K?
I don't have a tattoo, but the Opry might be a good one.
Yeah, you could just get like an Opry tramp stamp then. Just Opry. How's that? Is that
perfect.
Good?
My wife would love it.
Yeah. By the way, how is Gabby, right?
Yeah, Gabby. She's doing great.
Gabby. Isn't it G-A-B-I, but she pronounces it Gabby?
Yeah, her family's all from Louisiana, so it's that French emphasis on the second syllable kind of pronunciation.
Hold on. Yeah. Bub over here from Houma. We have to go and fact find. Bubba, true?
True.
Okay.
I knew a Gabby. Yeah. Gabby Dardar.
Yeah. Gabby Dardar. Man, that's the best.
Dude, you got go. Gabby and Dardar together. There's nothing more Louisiana. That's like down the bayou.
I can taste the crawfish right now.
That's right. Cabin of Solos, a song that what a jam. Just seems like you just turn around and you're like, hey, let's just do this again. Here comes another huge hit from you. Congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you, man. This one feels it's so fun to have out there and to be able to sing live. And it just it feels like the music I grew up, learning on guitar and singing and loving. So it's fun to have a song like that in my own catalog.
Yeah. I've been trying to do this mashup. I had this thing in mind. I mentioned it on the show a couple days back. I wanted to do Cab in a Red Solo Cup, and I was trying to do the mashup. I can't do it. So I might have to have you do this live on, like, throw it into your show one day and just be like, you've got to do it because I can't. You're better than me.
It's where he's singing Cab in a Solo, and then he goes into
Cab
into Solo Cup.
And then just merge it into Red Solo Cup. And then you can come back into Cab in a Solo. I mean, you can do all kinds of things. I've tried it. I can't get the music to work. But I think live, you and your band could come up with something.
Yes, at the Grand Ole Opry.
Exactly. Yeah, we can... We can get the band together and work on that. I don't mind that at all. We were even talking about a mashup of the other night on the bus, Two Dozen Roses out of Cabin of Solo, because just the sentiment's a little bit of the same.
Yeah.
Good point. This guy, he's going to be We think number 227 going into the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow, and he's going to be inducted by Josh Turner. Could you think of anyone more fitting to induct you into the Opry?
Oh, dude, it's so cool for me. You know, just having Garth invite me and then Josh. Josh was such a hero of mine, still is musically. I mean, from Long Black Train, Everything Is Fine, Would You Go With Me, Why Don't We Just Dance? Those were the songs that I was singing growing up, and obviously got started singing Your Man and Long Black Train, and I've told him 1,000 times, I was like, if I was you, I would have gotten sick of me a long time ago, Josh. He's always been so gracious and such a friend, so appreciate him being there for me.
What about your family? How many of your family members are going to be at the Opry for your induction?
They actually bought all the tickets, so it's just family at the Opry that night, it feels like. Well, everybody's coming in.
So excited for you, man, and congratulations. The next inductee for the Grand Ole Opry, Scotty McCreery, and looking forward to the album as well, Rise and Fall. And you can find all the information on the tour, the Cabin of Solo tour, and where he's going to be out throughout the year. Just go to his website for all the info, ScottyMcCreery.com. Scotty, we love you, man. Congratulations,
yes,
for sure. Bottom of our hearts, man. We're proud of you.
Hey, I appreciate it, fellas. Thank you all for letting me hop on and chat about it all, and we'll see y'all soon down the road.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, Scotty.
Hey, y'all be good.
Bye-bye.